Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888.
From the ground to the sky, from LA, all the way to Long Island. Who am I? That motherfucker nigga who be pissing out the gripping motherfuckers like I'm eating off the chicken. Been the like it. I got this one of Julius, Copeland, Roscoe, Cardio. I got this ratchet flow locked down. From the ground to the sky, from LA, all the way to Long Island. I got this ratchet flow locked down. From the ground to the sky, from LA, all the way to Long Island. I got this ratchet flow locked down. From the ground to the sky, from LA, all the way to Long Island. Open the mic, I got this ratchet flow locked down. From the ground to the sky, from LA, all the way to Long Island. Who am I? That motherfucker nigga who be pissing out the gripping motherfuckers like I'm eating on some chicken. Finger licking. I got you out of Sylvia, Copeland, Roscoe, Cardio, Lightfoot, Bojangles, Popeyes, even KFC. Yo, it's even got no wins when they fuck with GOP. I'm dramatic, emphatic, I'm charismatic, I'm down with my niggas. My people, keeping it real, fucking up your mind, representing to the fullest, yo, I got enough to find. Showtime, put more systems in the Alpine. I think you think it's take yourself right now, what's on my mind? Word, I'm fed up, yo, I'm fed up. These faggot ass rappers and these dumb bitches wanna get fed up. Word, push around the industry, fronting like it's Nicky. Just because you rap, don't make you a piggy. Who is he? Some unknown sucker from the project. Made a few demos, and you think you got it. Rhyming like Nas, looking like Trench, each man weak. You better get a job and leave that bullshit behind you. Word, you got the motherfucking nerve. I should have left your ass on the goddamn curb. But I believe in all the motherfucking things. It passes my attention on those rappers in the game. You made a damn that's hot. Then you made another, that shit went pop. Then you made another, then that shit went flop. You deserve exactly what your ass got. Motherfucker, carnivore and ass to the white. You used to wear Tim's, now your ass is in tight. And every time I see you, all you wanna do is fight. Don't get mad, cause my shit is right. I'm a motherfucking man like you. You wanna be fake, well, I gotta be true. You wanna be the next, when you should have been you. Now tell me, what the fuck am I supposed to do? All I wanna do is rap, get some trap and live life kinda fat. And that's the how could a man just rap when the whole fucking industry is crap? All I wanna do is rap, get some trap and live life kinda fat. And that's the how could a man just rap when the whole fucking industry is crap? Yeah, who keeps checking in? That's right for you black motherfuckers, I got this show. Yeah. Tell you like it is, you gotta get this shit off. This ain't the black man award, F-type tuxedos. Niggas are phony, trying to act like my people. TV stars Mariah Carey, Janet Jackson, her brother Michael. Filling babies with the rest of match. Niggas like Al Lee, I can't trust little Richard, little bitches. The NBA, your favorite ball player, turn the game. Girls go nuts, get attracted, have them wild sex. In big mansions, Hollywood, typical movie stars rolling fly cars. Everybody has a card, run to base business. I'm that OJ who gives a fuck about his face like Madonna. That devil wearing paint on her face. You know, the industry is already crossed over sexually. A lot of people turn from the way, try to make them more. It's time for information. Half of y'all fixing at the age foundation. I lay a downtown and take your famous clear town. Clamor is famous, mixed up, you're stuck with my story. Girls get caught, take off the heels for the record deal. Did you get the deal, bitch? That's right. And you say, all we want to do is break. Get some trap and it's going kind of fat. And that's how for the man just right.
When the whole fucking video is a flag, same girl.
All we want to do is break.
Everybody trying to get the
trap and it's going kind of fat. And that's
how we got that happen.
shot and send you south of me. People don't hate, just motivate. You spent 20 years rapping about diamonds and dime beats. My rat and bubbly, why you front your wife and work and hug me? Even though gangsters let the poor people with chance that you sign high, people spotting me, killing me. Cats pose and leave double arms. You like women, I see more than Motorola. Type in the best place to meet up with Richard Simmons and Jack Lippin. When you're a Catholic, I'm out of battle. I'm a shepherd of Sweden. Call me young boys that look like Johnny Versace to meet you at Miami Beach. You wear black all the time. You look whack all the time. Got the nerve to try to pose with a girl with a hard rhyme. Like you run the streets with thugs and move the weather to do mad crime.
I'ma tell you how I feel. I'ma tell you how I feel.
Lickety-licky-lick style. Alexa, the Star Farmer Don making his pay against the Undertaker.
You know, you want to win warrior.
You see, take your seat from the next match. Because it's the moment to miss. You see, you see those twisting styles of the Godfather Don.
I'm always ready. say at least I'm not so petty like I'm missing off a sight to be. Ruin on all of being lost, that's all the dreams to catch. So I'm just blind, I'll be fighting the words. I'm so exciting, we can see they on the show with love. It's always flying with a flash. And the try to send to get up, but we can move to fight. But what?
Back on the you need to celebrate the day. It's a principle of attention when you're rock and rock. You know, I'm a jock, I'm just a little flop.
Once I can see you, the strategies to get the best of me. down. You ready, motherfucker? We're gonna kill your ass, kill your ass.
Ready.
As I grab the mic, push it to your head, it tunnels your chest, the tasting is raw, the meat tainted your nose. I wanna see cabbage, tricky small the savage, doing your brain cells much damage. That's more than some material, fucking impurity. My stress or blood slip up at any stepper. I knock spirits off and on like a hot switch.
Biggie Smalls holding it down. The 2000 experience like nothing before. We'll definitely you on the ride on the wild side. Real talk. Put us up at 347-934-0318. This kid's ready to do that radio, baby. Real talk, riding on just kissing it. Real talk, all the way down, up to 9 o'clock in the morning. You know what it is. Ride with the girl. Just ride with the girl.
That's
a
bad boy fan. I won't see no crying at my funeral.
When you say you felt a vision, and then the people said, what's up? Pulled up for magnetic. Yo, they sound kind of crazy. Who keeps it disciple? That you just
friends, never looking up dogs. Could be more than hundreds. Oh, there's no one made of funny.
you on the car, I move by fake. I'm on the book.
Thank you. Throw out the chains in the ball. Let's go.
This ain't your nigga, I'm so heartless. I'm hot to smack niggas, I'm on that mob shit. You niggas are fucked up, I'm fucked with a hard dick. Shit is brick, you niggas can catch a cold. Cause you're acting sick, pulling me down that you can't come at my click. We're the type of niggas that'll slut any niggas chick. We stand strong while these niggas are talking all this shit. Heads open to the world, swear for some reason we're not hearing this. And when the beat comes, you know we were sharing it. Letting the brothers flame it up, and then we're sharing it. Airing it out, and then we're clearing it. Sleep and sleep clean, the stories gone, cause we took care of it. Never will we starve, we will always do it. Cause when we're in the streets, heads comes all over the beach. Niggas think it's for the fleet. It's just more proof of us, and more of them really eat. So we take them all to be the beach. So, y'all niggas better stop talking like the show about it. Y'all niggas know nothing. You heard me vomit. She was talking and the discussion was kind of fun. You both on my eyes, that is a promise. So who's talking like y'all know about it? Y'all niggas know nothing. You heard me vomit. She was talking and the discussion was kind of fun. You both on my eyes, that is a promise. So look, y'all niggas better listen up right now. All the tough shit. Niggas, just back down, if it's the bomb, bring it, nigga. I'm here right now, I'm in your town, baby. So you move your ground, and as you bounce, it's coming with the king now. I'm extra man, it's playing on your king's house. Chess game's over, how you gonna win now? If you think you can, let me know, nigga. When they have, fuck with some niggas, can't fuck with I'm extra man, it's when I will ride into my mom's car over to see where I die. It's not my goal. It's just shit, it's just a part of my life. I gotta grind harder than standing living in sight. Life's a fight, so I'm stressed on any given night. If I'm wrong, then the thought process just isn't right. You better check on it like it's a fresh pair of nights. Yo, y'all niggas better stop talking like that old about it. Y'all niggas know nothing. You hear me vomit? She was talking and the discussion was kind of fun. You both on my honor, that is a problem. So who's talking like y'all know about it? Y'all niggas know nothing. You heard about it? Keep talking and the discussion will turn the bomb. You're full of all my honest. That is the promise. See you niggas acting like you're hard. People are the squad. Keep calm tight. Always beating on the hard. Your boots in the kitchen where I plenty of more. Touch my plate and I promise you I'm breaking the jaw. Just his, I get mine and showing the cause. Watch as I do what I want. And you just follow the laws. I got kill status, you niggas just follow the cards. I'm in the sky, my silence is a brother in the yard. I'm the only man's problem that cannot be solved. Took a shot to see me, you cannot be solved. I'm the next act on the stage to stand in the block. Follow every word I will send to every bar. This is round one, it's real tech, no longer I will ride the hustles every day to stand in the stars. You ever shoot me? I'm the stars, you about to be high. Me, I'm in charge, get your weight up. I've grown with a nigga, I stole niggas. Hey, that's what they talk to, they say they come and face us. It's good, words don't break, bump on my fist does. Shit, y'all don't want to run for me, so. Y'all niggas better stop talking like y'all know about it. Y'all niggas know nothing. You heard me vomit. She was talking and the discussion was kind of bomb. You fall for my honor, that is the promise. So who's talking like y'all know about it? Y'all niggas know nothing. You heard me vomit. She was talking and the discussion was kind of bomb. You fall for my honor, that is the promise. I'm gonna change you.
You know I introduce you to the final thing. You be this, part of it, I spend a lot of change. I bought you everything you needed, and a lot more. And look what that you find, I was waiting for the lot for it. And then you sit in your front, instead of playing games. Like, man, that nigga the same, but I'm in my own lane. And he gon' treat you like I treat you, girl, I did you right. Not the streets, I always bought you what you like. Remember them long nights, rushing, arguing, long fights. We sitting on the sofa crying because we know I'm right. Sometimes I ask myself why did I deal with you. I always kept my shit 1,000, I was real with you. Then you come around and stab me in the back. Doing this, doing that, always hide my way you back. I'm letting you know that Jesus heard me. Baby boy, it's all good. We can just go by ourselves a ways and keep it all good. Because I know we ain't doing something, but we're in my own land. I'm gonna bring you into my life. We're looking for the makers, I'm gonna see what you do.
We're getting ready to go to request lines in just a second. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We'll be definitely getting ready to take you on a ride on the wild side. Number 347-924-0318. We're definitely going to get your mind right. Real talk. This is the Urban
And when you out more, you get inside more. And when your fear's gone, you start to hide more. It's so basic, what you acting surprised for? I said I feel alive more, like it's a new feeling. What am I alive for? I'm still trying to figure out more. Cold running through my pores, got me feeling blue. Stressed out to the point where you can feel it too. Yeah, I've got to. I let the tears drip. And if a party form,
I might take a dip, breathe it all in, and let my mind slip, pouring out my feelings like blood from a slip wrist. It's like I've been hit, to say the truth hurts, the truth hit me hard, cause this shit hurts, hurts to hit you hard, second after down, third you to knock out, no more rounds, what about swimming in the best, man, it's so amusing, if I can check out my flow, and a lot of music, they don't find it too amusing, cause they end up losing, and then they call ARS, say I'm rather abusing, yeah, this is something that I strive for, and in the last, this will make me feel alive more, something that I adore, something I wanna want, same children, so why would I want more, yeah, it's like that one feeling, that you can't get over, you overdo some things, your mind becomes a motor, it's in the last room, but when you pull through, and fix your mistakes before you hit that great school, we all come through, we do lose a lot, cause this situation, till our batteries drop, until we die out, it ain't up, useless, but if we have control, can it be useless, we all act stupid when we get a little cash, ain't everybody getting money, still low class, money make the world go down, but I stay still, people that's money hungry, that be their last meal, too many streets real, but I do also, they say I'm too sick, like I'm cooking for cocoa, I feel the rain, green bean with my own logo, me represents the X, yeah, with my brother, I came across his life, it's a mistake, relationship trouble, back in the night, I'm too, that's why I think my ex, disappointing me, and she's people can't realize she made me, and if I live long enough, you tell this message to me, you will learn a lesson, from my learned lesson.
Back up, and I buy my green, so I keep my money stacked up. We got time, I got the music a boom jack. Damn, I made everything that I write to take the back. When I was broke, I didn't have any friends. Did a lot of work, but now I pray for my sins. I can't stop, now I gotta keep on working. To the day that I die, I'ma keep on pushing. I need to feel when you come back to my soul. If you hate me, then I pray for my soul. Let me out this
You already know that if you're getting ready to go to the question line, we're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. We're going to see what you're doing today. This is WTVTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spit the flames to national artists that are changing the game. We want you to get your mind right while we're keeping them rhymes tight. Real talk, you already know what it is. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's all good, baby. Real talk, man. Request line, let's see what's up, let's see what's happening, let's see where you're doing it at. Real talk, this is how it goes down, man. Go to number 347-934-0318. We want you to definitely keep it in, yeah. We want you to kick it in high gear. That's all I'm going to say, man. I'm going to hit you with some shit in just a minute. It's going to definitely get your mind all the way right. Yo, caller, last one, nigga, your number is 6938. You're definitely in the building on WTVTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
What's up, man? It's Payne. What's going on?
Hey, holding it down, doing what we got to do, man. What's up? What's happening with you, Payne?
Chilling.
I hear you. I see you. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? Got a major announcement for all you guys out there. All you artists, it's definitely holding it up. Definitely got, if your music has been already selected to be featured in some hidden titles on the video game side of things, I got a major announcement for you. Real talk, check this out, man. Let me cut this down because I don't want you to miss nothing what I'm going to say right here, man. Real talk, it's getting ready to get real greasy up in here. Real talk, check this out. The joint collaboration. Now, this goes for every artist that's out there. If you don't have to be in Atlanta, but I just want to let you know, it's popping off in the A right about now. Real talk, we just finished a deal where we're going to be allowing a lot of the artists to actually perform, be able to promote their content and so forth. For the next couple of home games with the Atlanta Falcons, as well as a couple of games with the Atlanta Braves, we get an opportunity to definitely join in with J-Dog, you know what I'm saying, where they do that radio, 99.X, and also 100.5. I'm going to give you all this history stuff, and we're putting it together as we speak. We're going to have to be doing a promote tailgating party, promoting the artists on where they do that radio, giving them an opportunity to definitely tailgate with the best of them and definitely hold it up and do what they do with the content. The video game movement is on the rise. So if you got music that's already being considered in this, yes, you are one of the artists that are definitely selected to definitely do the damn thing. If you want more exclusive details, you need to call the office number tomorrow. Write this number down. You need to call the office number tomorrow morning. We open up at 9 a.m. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else will answer the phone, of course. They'll go to voicemail if I'm not in, because I'm going to be up all night. But real talk, you need to call the office. Leave a message on the voicemail. So someone from our elite staff will definitely get back with you so we can go ahead and schedule these appearances and all this good stuff. They're definitely ready to definitely make this shit happen. So real talk, you definitely at the right place at the right time. So that's just one of the announcements I just want to make, man. Just one of them. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I'm saying? So you already know what it is, man. So you already know, brother, man. Yo, you already know what you got to do, man. Let's make it happen. Let's get it in. Yo, real talk. Well, I got you locked in, man. What you want to let them fans know?
Yo, they can tune in to Feel Good Music, right? Show, man. That, you know, I just had to change the name because I got the new website up. It's still in the making. It's not nothing really on it that's right now. But yeah, Philip Sutton, he didn't did it right. So it's still in the process. I'm still trying to put some stuff on it. And then, you know, they'll be able to tune into the show on there and everything. And be looking out for my new single coming out soon. I'm going to start now, followed up by the EP about my grind. So I'm trying to do it big. Just trying to do some stuff. That's it.
Yo, that's what's up. It's all
shout
about
out,
doing
shout
it.
Shout out to everybody that's in Atlanta, the Cleveland, Columbus. Shout out to everybody that's in the world, man. I'm feeling
real
good
tough,
right about now.
Hey, feeling real good on cloud nine, man. This is what I'm talking about, man. The hard work is definitely paying off. The artists are definitely going all in. For all y'all that don't know, this is the Urban Experience like that before. We're definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side. Yo, go to Channel 8, which is Just Cooking It Radio. Definitely get in there. You know what I'm saying? We definitely ride this thing on Just Cooking It. Universal Storm, of course. You know what I'm saying? We all over Shoutcast. You can check us out on Last FM. You know what I'm saying? Also, you go to Ustream, which is www.ustream.tv/ST Network. Real talk, we twerking and working and your pain. You already know what it is, so man, just ride with me for a second, because I got some more news for you, man. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Real talk, it is what it is, yeah, for everybody throwing it up. I got my man West Manifest, he's out there. But bring him on, you know what I'm saying, the brothers, you know what I'm saying, from the College of Hard Knowledge, you know what I'm saying, letting everybody know what's up, what's good. Real talk, OG, yo, from the same brother, you know what I'm saying. Real talk, it is what it is. We're going to definitely make it all happen, man. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely taking on a ride on the wild side. So just ride with me. Yo, Payne, you know what you got to do, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to my man Leon, Hood Broker Entertainment, man. They definitely doing some big things, man. And we trying to do some big things. We got a mixtape jumping off that we trying to get some more artists on. It's called Unsigned Elmo, not Elmo, but what would you call it? I can't think of the name right now, but I'm going to give y'all some more updates on it and stuff. We definitely trying to drop it, Halloween with DJ LG. Definitely trying to do some stuff. So any artists out there that want to get onto this mixtape, please hit me up at Payne Delaney. That's PayneDulaneyll.com. Just hit me up. Let me know you want to get in. It is $100 per slot. We're still trying to get the slot filled up, so make sure that y'all hit me up. Or y'all can hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. Or get in contact with me some type of way. But let me know y'all want to get on it, because it's $100 slot, but I'm telling you, you're going to get a lot for that $100.
Real talk. You already know what it is. That's the Urban Experience like never before. You're hearing it from my man Payne up in this thing. Real talk, WTDTA Radio, just silking it. Real talk, we just silking it. We just riding it. We just doing what we do. We taking the world over by storm, which is universal, that is. Real talk, you already know this. You just got to ride with us, vibe with us. Real talk, shots out to my man Baby G, my man Silk. Real talk, yo, you already know this. Nigga, I told you. The last niggas to fuck with, because I'm going to definitely turn this thing all the way up. Like,
hey, Jay.
Yo, what up?
Yo, Jay. Yo, I do want to give a shout-out to DJ Baby G and Silk Kelly, man. Big ups to them, man. You know, my boys, my partners and stuff, man. I can't forget about them. So shout-out to DJ Baby G, to J-Dog for where they do that at, to Silk Kelly, you know. Shout-out to all my peoples out there, man. It's really holding me down right now.
Yo, that's what it's about, man. It's all love up in this thing. It's all fam. I told you, man. Hey, if you ain't got nowhere to go, just tune in to where they do that radio, man. Because we're going to just hold it down like four flat tires. Y'all already know what it is. I'm going to take another caller right quick. Yo, Payne, hold the line. We're on time. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening, man.
All right, that's what's up. We're looking out.
Yeah. All right. You already know what it is. I'm going to go to request line one more time to see what's up. To see what's happening. To see where you're doing it at on WTV. T.A. Radio. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, caller, last 4 digits. Your number is 9080. You're definitely in this thing on WTDTA Radio, coming in loud and clear. Oh, just talking it. What's up? What's good with you, man?
What's good, J-Dog? How you doing? It's your boy, Cole Gray.
What's up? What's up? Hey, this is my man right here. He got so many names. Just pick one, because all of them so fly. He's so laid back. What's up? What's happening, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Just chillaxing. Just got done, you know, smoking a little something. I'm right now. I'm cooking, you know. You know how the munchies is, but yeah.
Look at that.
Saturdays and the third, they're going to eat up all the food, then you're going to be sleeping next couple hours. You know how it goes, you know.
Yeah, you already know.
Them the symptoms of a weed smoker, happy, hungry, sleepy. Y'all know what it is. Real talk, y'all already know what it is. I'm just fucking with you, man. Real talk, man. I just want to let all those fans know why I got you locked in, bro.
Same thing. If y'all didn't know, now you know, because I'm about to tell you again. Do what you do, keep doing. You know you. As long as it's positive, as long as you're doing the right thing, man, just keep going, man, because there's a lot out here. There's a lot.
That's right.
A lot to say other than what you're doing right now. Like, other where you at right now, if you haven't been out nowhere, keep doing what you're doing. Keep grinding, keep hustling, because there's more to see than where you at right now. Trust me.
Right.
And most kids don't get the opportunity to see that every day, for real, for real. So, I mean.
Definitely. You definitely got to explore the world. You got to see what's up. You got to see what's happening, man. Real talk. Yo, like I told you before, man, in order for you to know where you're going, you got to know where you came from. But in order for you to know where you came from, you got to go somewhere to understand and know what it's all about. If that makes sense to you, you definitely, you smell what I'm stepping in. Real talk. You already know what it is, man. You know, real talk. You know, you got to know. You got to know. And that's what it's all about. Today is the day that we definitely explore certain things that, you know, some folks don't like to talk about. I'm gonna share something with the listeners real quick. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of directors on where they do to that radio. We have a lot of folks that definitely come in and definitely hold it down and do what they do. And I'm trying to show the world stuff. I'm trying to show the world that, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's black, white, brown, yellow, purple, pink, whatever color you are, whatever culture you represent. Real talk, your voice does matter. You're an individual that definitely have a point of view that definitely need to be heard. And now the real trueness of all this is, you know what I'm saying, certain folks would love nothing more for us to just use this energy in a total opposite way. But if you just pay attention, if you just pay attention to where we're going, you'll understand and know that, man, it's way, 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 way deeper than most people imagine. Some people are figuring it out. Real talk. Shout out to my man, Peter Wright. Real talk. My man is getting on the right track. Real talk, holding it up. You know what I'm saying? Yo, all I'm saying is y'all better hold on to your motherfucking hat. Because this urban experience, I'm going to say it once, I'm going to say it again, and I ain't going to say it no goddamn more. The urban experience is not a black or white thing. It's a cultural thing. And it's about blending the cultures, blending the personalities, letting everybody know what's up. Because you know what? You might look next to the next man and might say, you know what? You know, I might have had a certain perception on how the black culture was represented. You know, until you hear somebody from the black culture really give you the business on how things are. And you'll be like, you know what? I didn't know that. Same thing from the other side of the fence. You know what? I got a lot of, you know, believe it or not, JJ, you know, J-Dog got a lot of Caucasian friends. I got a lot of the dudes I kick it with from all nationalities. And you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, the thing that makes it so true and so real is that we can agree to disagree, but we can also end with a constructive, positive standpoint. See, the thing that drives the powers that be crazy is that even though they're trying to keep us arguing on one another because our skin is darker than another or lighter than the other, or if I come from this culture background, you come from that, the fact remains that the truth is the truth, and no matter what you do to it, it's still the truth. The truth is, when we stop arguing amongst ourselves over who's better and come together to turn this whole fucking thing around, then you understand and know who truly earns that crown. It's only a small minute, when I say small minute, compared to the ones that control this shit. You know what I'm saying? We have all the control. We just got to see it. We got to understand and know really what the business is. So before the night is done, if I'm giving you an opportunity to smoke some weed and reflect on some real trill shit, because you're bombarded by a whole bunch of bullshit, you're bombarded around a whole bunch of negative shit, you're behind some folks, you know, it's, you know, I'm going to say it like this. Ignorance can be correct. There's a difference between being stupid and being ignorant. And I'm going to end right here and I'm going to go to the line. Ignorance is you're ignorant to the fact of certain points because there's a lack of knowledge. It doesn't mean you don't want to learn. A stupid individual is someone who just chooses not to fucking learn. Difference. Ignorance, stupidity. Stupidity, ignorance. You know what I'm saying? And what the real is about it is certain things have kept us ignorant to the fact of truly who we are in order for us to really go in the direction that we need to go to. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about that. We're going to elaborate. But real talk, hey, that is what it is. I'm going to smoke me a joint, and I'm going to damn press the button and see if we can get to get on the line and see what's up. See what's up, because this is an urban experience like that before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. Y'all hear my man Legion of Legend playing in the background. Real talk. This is one of them joints that's being selected for that video game roundup. Real talk. You know what it is. Matter of fact, let me see if I can get my man Legion on the line right quick. Yo, 5-0. No, let me get it right, Steve. What happened to you, smoke weed, man? That should be fucked. They said weed for the straight, not your eyesight, damn it. I can't fucking see. 5-6-1-0. You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Yo, what's going on, Jay? It's your boy, Legion.
Man, I'm over here full throttle, man. Real talk. Hey, I got the Red Bull. I got some brown shit in the cup, man. Real talk. It is what it is. What's happening with you, man?
Nothing, checking in, tuning in, getting ready to hit this gym in a second.
True that. Man, what you want to let all the Legion of Legend fans know, man?
I got some more songs that I just put up on Last.fm. I'm not sure if they got a chance to catch that Ude Live. You played it like maybe last month or something like that, a month and a half ago. I don't think you played too many times, but it's gonna be the intro to the next mixtape that's coming out here real soon. I got some more video footage up on the website, teamlegion.info. And you can also subscribe to me on YouTube.com/Legion of Legend. Check me out at where they do that, radio.weblead.com. Shout outs to Glance Radio, Just Silkin' Radio, and Live 365. So, all the hosts, J-Dub, V-Dub, Beanie Weenie, Boston, Philly,
okay.
Carolina in the building, Cali in the building, and the Mo in the building. So, and shout out to the world, too.
That's what's up. Real talk. Hey, my man Legion, man, he comes on there, he get everybody in. If he didn't get in, he felt like he was in, because he's going to let you know what's up, what's happening. That's what I'm talking about. Real talk, it is what it is. And like I said before, man, yo, one of the joints is definitely considered for this video game roundup. You're hitting it in the phone right now. But, yeah, Legion, this is what I'm sending through, man. I'm going to crank this thing up, rewind it one more time so they can definitely hear it, because, yo, real talk, we got the music up in here. That's definitely going to clear your mind and get your mind right. Real talk, it is what it is, and if you tune in long enough, you just might love it. It is what it is. You got my man Legion of Legend. Hope that y'all enjoy what he do. This is the urban experience like never before, but we are definitely taking you on the ride. You know what you gotta do? You gotta ride with me. Check this out. I'm gonna wind this shit back to you. Cause I want y'all to hear
it. Put the rhythm, make space to the steps, put the nail. Compared to what I am now, I was a little guy. With the heart of a fool, jumped real high. And I ain't care about no endorsements. I'm one hit, still so good with the war bit. 2-3, I'm not high school draft. Ain't seen more numbers than high school math. I shoot for the net, I don't see no glass. Couldn't catch my drip with receiving cash. Twist the tooth and shit on you, get a triple double. Can't stop me, think you need a bigger huddle. And they just don't have a clue how I'm on my own brand. Won't get my shoes down. MVP brought the back to my cool down. Spectators still waiting for the cool down. Nah, 7 minutes it won't happen. I'm the leader of the team, no coach captain. Who am I? Up and corner, go for the run, after jump, higher pass, quick to see. Every defense is in it, it's like a blender. Put it in my hand, I can't whisper. Who am I? Shot, fly, touch, and the top 10, I'm like, break record, say, better, say, never, I'm here before I ever take it over, so you should know better. Begin the ritual with power in the air. Got home court advantage, ain't talent being there. Step back from 18 feet, it ain't fair. Shoot the fade away, jump away, ain't even there. How do we compare when I'm blind like a center? I can move like a point guard, anyone there. It's all in the game, I'm the animal shit. Moving my defender like analog shit. Put a patent on my dust, they all innovative, real trick shots, now I'm computer generated.
That's the icing. If they say I'm nice, I'm sick, 2 or 3, you can say that twice. It's not trying to have a number sitting in the right. But I've worked so hard, I defend my slice. I get a standing ovation with the DJ slice. And you open by the goal when the boy takes twice. Hey, who am I? Up part of go for the run after jump, higher back, quicker feet. Everything bigger than a secret like a blender. Put it in my hand, I can whisper. Who am I? Shot a fly, touch, heavy, top 10, hot lights, break records, say better, say that from here. More hammer taking over, so you should know better. I'm a star, got my team built around me, but I think like the moon, I have to go across the rounding. I am sleeping my brain, so I keep on smiling, but the time to get hard, when you keep on fouling. Hard body, but they keep on dialing me down to the board and want to break me sure. The award of the game takes place of my floor, so I focus, motivate this score. You messed up, I don't rebound yours. Pouring that will, I don't see 24. I don't need half of that. Once I put it on the floor, I got good luck, have it, you can see it to that floor. But I bring the clock down, and the ball gets towards out of bounds, and of course, they pursue three walls. Push the ball from my defender, make the face to the chest, put the nail in the coffin with 1 second left. Who am I? Up part of go for the run after jump, higher pass, quicker feet. Every defender, this mix is like a blender. Put it in my hand, I can whisper. Who am I? Shot, fly, touch, head, the top 10, hot lights, break, record, say better, say that from here. Before I ever take it over, so you should know better, know better.
Yo, my man, Luke the Legend, that joint called Kingdom. Yo, I can see that on the TK square. Real talk, you know what it is. Real talk, y'all know what it is.
Let's go.
Yo, one of these young guys are going to be sitting with the video that we're going to have for that tune, day. Let's check this out. Okay.
It's your boy Pain. I'm covering that new Tomb Raider. Fresh out of college, looking for some adventure. So I hop on that ship and now y'all can see me selling out. Y'all can see me selling out, and now I'm just drifting in the ocean, and something went wrong because the water's coming in and the ship went down, and I'm going down too. And he's feeling so critical. So if I want to survive, I gotta dig deep within myself while I'm lost in these tunnels, trying to find my way out, trying to find my way out. With only this torch, and as soon as I break free, right into another world, trying to find a way out. What is this place, deep in these tunnels? With some man, he didn't grab my legs, so I kick him in the face. Barely escaped, and I find myself tied up. Now I'm swinging back and forth. And now I'm swinging back and forth until I push myself into this limit, because it feels, it's so critical, so critical, it's so critical. So critical, it's so critical, and every second, every minute, so critical. Lost in these tunes, and I'm trying to find my radar. It's so critical, my feelings gotta stand still. I said my feelings gotta stand still. And every second, and every minute, so critical. Lost in these tunes, and I'm trying to find my radar. And I'm trying to find my radar. My feelings go on standstill. Feelings go on standstill. Critical. Critical. Critical.
got to put the game to song. You better put the game to song. That's right, right, yeah. You already know what time it is. You gotta do it.
Publicity in mass media, career consulting, and unlimited networking. For additional information, call V-Dub at 678-389-6869 or follow me on Twitter at V-Dub-ATS. Remember to tune in to J-Dog, V-Dub, and Weenie Weenie on Where They Do That at Radio. You know the number, 347-934-0318. Holler at your girl.
Yeah, this song right here. I just want y'all to close y'all lives, man. Put everything back to first.
Close your eyes.
Nah, man. You know, I mean, put your
control
the bad. The bad is really good.
Close your eyes.
What side would you choose?
Close your eyes.
You choose what's wrong.
Yeah. What the bad?
Yeah.
concubine.
Yeah.
Like the good girl, so she probably do the whole nine.
Yeah.
And that's it, all of mine. I don't know why I'm the closest crystal.
Yeah.
Say it right, I'ma try to smoke a pound of weed.
Yeah.
He's the God. Why Jesus has put for angels in there.
Yeah.
I put for God. For God, the love of God.
Yeah.
It's that the one for God. What's up? I'm just to kill me. Pretending devil's taking, Lord, she's trying to kill me. It's vice versa. Heaven is below. Don't you keep me out.
Lord,
I'm not a nigga. I'm ready to die.
Never.
But any question, yeah. The devil made me do it. Who the devil may I have?
Yeah.
It's a balloon that uprooted from my stupid shit.
Yeah.
You can make a mind that's a good decline, man.
Yeah.
And I made it elated. They don't go to heaven.
Yeah.
How do they know? Heaven may not be the place to go.
Yeah.
And I have a testimony to tell and vice the first time.
Yeah.
The devil's dream may not be damned if I'm going to let God hurt you.
Yeah.
Just follow me.
If this was vice versa, I'd be getting angel. Cause I'm a devil, a downtown brother rebel. A whole nother fucking level. Really missing on all the good and the bad that I did. Busting couches, beating weeds, and serving me. It's how we see it. It's that place for birth, but no fucking commercial. Heaven or hell, where do we go? Will we die? A time of fire, other streets of gold. Only God knows, vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby, come on.
Okay, gas ain't going down for nothing. Why we got a treasure? World story, hip hop, the only thing is and go run the game. You gon' need a second hand. Open up your mind, people say. Hey, you got the camera on you, don't know. Acting super cool, it's everybody take a lot. Yeah, I love my city like I love the air. But I'm waiting on my breath for anybody later. Yeah, yeah. Come on, bring me back in.
Come on,
yeah.
Nowadays, everybody pick a side. There ain't enough respect in the city, everybody dies. Man, I got busy, not to leave the slime with open eyes. Everybody got temper in the car.
Yeah. I know more dead than my grandma in the car. Don't
look like you give a damn in the loud hate. Everybody going ham, where y'all say.
It's following each other too much.
Hey, yeah, I got them real bad. Off the weed game and a couple pussy bags. Are we really breaking rules back?
Yeah.
It's too big and hard to find. No more teachers, no more students, no more loud. Home and students. We're driving to the point where we all lose. Go hard till I pause. Everybody move me.
Yeah.
Lay there, holler back. Holler back, Legion. I feel you.
I feel you.
So much of my haters off in my real view. I've been grinding all night cause the bills do. Making real moves. Then I'm doing what the real do. I used to grind, sell a stress, leave me alone. But I'm good cause it only made me strong. Feel what I'm saying. Shit, I love going through the struggle. It made me be a man and help her break my hustle. Hustle, hustle. I try to tell these niggas I'm back at it, my nigga. Black president, like what that's supposed to mean. The niggas still getting jacked all out the weed. Niggas still getting that gold kick, no shit. Job still hard to find his back and let it go. And the shit hang in the door and trust to make these ass silly. I do it for the struggle for sales for Kansas City. This how I'm rocking, but the topic not an option. I'm lying. Better do something, get rich and die trying.
Y'all still be trying to follow us. They need to be a leader, not a follower. Let's get it.
Be a leader, my nigga. Don't try to follow us. There's a lot of niggas losing their pride. They'll swallow her up. There's a lot of bandwagons trying to stay sour. Taking care of our kids like fucking got you proud of us. Sometimes I think about the time where we're falling down. Both the world already prepared for when it goes down. What goes around comes around. That's karma, ain't it? Retaliation is the month that made karma famous. Famous.
Feel the bit. Now, baby, when?
On the low, bro, I was so broke. They'll tell my last rich fan had to do something. My child support was goofy. I mean, lost my job. Boy, got fired, went to the street, and got hired, trapping all night. I was so tired, then I woke up from the nightmare. Now I'm chin. Get you thinking dead, I'm not. Are you sleeping on me? She knew what I was thinking before I hit the pillow, homie. Said that I was hot, and she blew me. This woman is trying to clean me out the sister track. And she's because I think that she knows me, but I may not know her. She must be my persona. She looks so good. And I'm getting beat cause I want her. She's looking for the shit. I'm making moves on the beat. I'll make a groove. Cried with my ambition. She's riding her. She pops back. So she's just 96. We still have them pounding. But picture me rolling. Lord knows I hate the much. Until the end of time. Me against the world. Only God can judge me. Life goes on. Hail Mary. Lynn's got my baby. Hey, mama, keep your head up. When thugs cry on my block, I wonder if heaven has a ghetto. So many tears trapped. The feel is fundamental and never changes, just a different thing. Same. Watch me.
What it do, man? Nigga, survival of the city, man.
It's your boy. What?
I'm at the top of my feet, man.
Know this, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's out. So my child's about to give you, nigga.
Hey, just go down, go down. Niggas out here bullshit with they sales, right? Well, I'm sick of watching that bullshit with
them. Nah, I ain't rich.
You feel?
But them fucking broke.
It's going down, man.
Survival, nigga.
The fool.
I had somebody by me, man. Check my background, man.
Like, home back, I'm a new breed, 7 6 you hold a hand, probably from the flow of some bad shit that I'm swerving in. I'm trying to get this money like my life depends on this shit. And you know you niggas, I think I need some depends on it. I hear you niggas talking, but she ain't saying nothing. I can't drive your body, you niggas body bluff. Fuck niggas, bet you pay to play. I get money, stop work, I don't pay to pay. And hustle hard, so I can show you how I pay the way. So pound with my nigga, I will use it for 3K. You niggas look like a clothes on the paper chase. Getting cheap, rolling on. Front with the dick, what you like? I can never show up like the blood at the fire, no. I hear you niggas talking, but she ain't saying nothing. I hear you niggas talking, but she ain't saying nothing. Come out, we ain't nigga, home, watch out for the hook, cause I'm just like Roy Jones. I hear you niggas talking, but she ain't saying nothing. I hear you niggas talking, but she ain't saying nothing. Come out, we ain't nigga, home, watch out for the hook, cause I'm just like Roy Jones. So, please, like, you didn't wanna see me, huh? But God, homie, you don't wanna see me now. You can call me excess, I break it down, excess. Money crib, all those, feel me, nigga, excess. I'm just calling you distress, won't put you in distress. Yeah, but I'm broke, all your kids recommend. You know how to test this, really, nigga, test this. What you just don't get from this? Bad is what I'm setting this, and you ain't never been here. See, my life is like your wish list. The rap game's like a bucket list. Backstage talk, niggas, fried up, niggas, shit. Yeah, radio's really a part of it. Make the rules of form of all the new problem, man. Yeah, charge the niggas like a promise, shit.
Talk, you already know it. Y'all got some delegates holding it down, doing what they do. Oh, what they do to that radio is all about their experience. It's all about the G's definitely representing to the Philly. Real talk. Yo, this is how we go in each and every night, man. And like I said before, man, you definitely got to get in where you fit in. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's definitely representing to the Philly. It's all about them definitely giving it they all. You know what I'm saying? The streets is watching. The streets is listening. And real talk, what they're watching and listening for is some of the realest, the trillest MCs and artists and musicians all across the globe coming here to show them the world, showing the world where they're doing it. And they're doing it right here all year. Real talk, like I said before, man, yo, if you tune in long enough, you just might learn something. You might just learn that you might have so much in common with the next man if you just pay attention to the next man. On the other hand, if you don't, you just might miss what all this is about. Because real talk, truth is knowledge. Knowledge is truth. And all these things seem to speak in one voice, in one mind. Some of you will find that if you just open up your mind, you'll learn something. The world is just not a bunch of chaotic dust that just collaborates. It's all part of an organized confusion standpoint. You know, we call it organized confusion, but in reality, it's divide. Nothing just happens by coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. You know what I'm saying? I talk to a lot of folks. We talk about everything from politics, life, truth, seeking truth, knowing what truth is, knowing what truth is not being told. Real talk, it is what it is, man. If you don't learn nothing else, you will learn that your voice does matter. But you definitely have to say so. 22 million people could not be wrong What they do to that radio is here to stay. So as long as you keep doing the realness, we ain't going nowhere. That's from me to you. Real talk, you already know what it is. You know, already know how it goes down. So definitely get in where you fit in. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's out. We're still going to get my man, you know what I'm saying, West Manifest up in this thing to definitely bless us. Let us know what's up and what's good. Because, yo, the time is now. You know, and I'm going to go ahead and prep, you know, I'm going to go ahead and bring him on, and I'm going to definitely hit you with the word for the day. Because the word of the day, I'll bring him on, and I'll let you know what it is. Yo, real talk, let's see what's up. Yo, West Manifest, if you out there, man, holler if you hear me, bro.
Lucifer of the morning, I'm gonna chant you out of earth. You're now in tune on the one, the Master Blaster, jamming himself.
Yo, what's good, man? What is good, my brother? Yo, I think he just lost his call. Let's see if we can get him back in, man. We got to get him back on. See what happened? We'll be having a good time. We got to keep it going. Keep it real. Keep it real. Real talk it is. What it is. So I can get him on right again. Yo, Wes, you still there, man?
Yeah, man. The line just clipped out, man. I guess some folk listening in, man, they clipped me, boy.
Yo, you know, they listening. They're trying to clip a nigga, but you know what I'm saying. We're going to keep it all the way 100.
For sure.
Yo, real talk. Because they know what I'm going to talk about. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk about a little bit of, I ain't going to say optical illusion. What I'm going to talk about is symbolism. What's symbolic? Really hitting you over the head with some real, true knowledge. Because, you know what I'm saying? Don't you to know where you're going, you got to know where you came from. So you got to see certain things from a certain perspective. You got to understand that this perception, whether it be true or whether it's false, it's just that, perception, what you perceive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to say something here. You know what I'm saying? The best way to tell a lie is to tell the truth in such a way that most won't believe it. So therefore, even when the truth is coming out, it's hard for them to conceive. And because the truth sometimes can take that standpoint, sometimes we have a tendency sometimes to not really see really what's happening before our eyes. Some key points. Now, if you were told that it takes millions of light years for the light that you see when you go outside at night to travel across this galaxy, in order for your eyes to see it, it took millions of years for it to travel that distance. So you just happen to be there at the right place at the right time, and using your word, behold, there was light, and you've seen it. Is it actually true perspective, or what you're seeing is still actually our realm of reality? Because it took so long for us to see it. I mean, was it just meant for us to see at that point given time? What if we was not looking up at the stars? That light still would be traveling. You know? Imagine a room so big that it takes a year for it to light up. You flip the switch and then the distance is so great that it takes a year for it to light up the entire room. So we can average that as one light year. Now imagine something that's millions of light years. What if I told you that things that we look at as obvious phenomena are nothing more than glitches in the matrix? The original author of the book, The Matrix, you know, was actually a brother. You know, but Hollywood being Hollywood, you know, had some influence.
I thought that was a sister now. I was told that that was a sister, and she actually suing. And she wrote The Terminator.
She wrote The Terminator, and she wrote The Matrix.
The Matrix.
One of the brothers that actually within his circle, within her circle, actually, they're giving him some of the majority of the production credit for that particular book.
So you're right. The sister was actually, she is the creator. She's the creator. You know, the concepts of the Matrix, the concepts of the movie The Terminator, the concepts of these things that were pre-sequels, we were all told years and years ago, what if intelligence got so smart that it decided, you know, that it didn't want to be unplugged? You know, that was the big scare back in the 90s, you know, AI. You very rarely hear about AI right now, but if I told you AI was being used up before your eyes, you wouldn't believe it unless I showed it to you. I want you to think about every device that's plugged into your home. Used to be back in the day, when TV went off, it went the fuck off. It just went off. You know, you heard the Star Spangled Banner, shit went off. Now, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it doesn't go off. It's 24/7. It's got a standby light. So even when it's not on, it's still on. You know, I'm not no rocket scientist, but I do understand how, you know, radio transmissions go, you know. So it's a transmitter and a receiver. So what the fuck is it receiving? Because I know what it's transmitting. But could it be that what, you know, maybe it could be just something different. I'm just saying. Everything that we have that we use in terms of technology is built in the ingenuity of the actual body itself. They use it as a model. So this is really intriguing. You know, I'm really into certain things, and, you know, I share a little bit of my background. I recently, back about 10 years ago, well, about 12 years ago, I was actually one of the first candidates for LASIK surgery, and it was very experimental. And this was something that in my my military persona, they was very reluctant to actually go out and really push, because they was afraid that I might get a certain level of backlash from it. But what I realized in that standpoint was that the eye actually sees images upside down, and it's your optic nerve that's behind it that actually turns it right side up, or at least right side up according to what we see. So in other words, images coming one way, but they has the ability to conform it and change it. So I really just thought about that. What if really what we were seeing was really something else?
Yeah, are we really living in a holographic illusion?
That's right. Right. It's very deep.
Is what we see really what we see?
That's right.
You know.
You're right. There's more people that believe that water's going to come out of their faucet tomorrow than a lot of the ancient teachings of what has been telling, which has been the truth all along. We put more stock and faith in things that are tangible according to the 5 or 6 or 8 senses, that you, whatever you want to call them, that we have. Because we only are taught to use certain things and disregard the rest. But, we're just going to say but, just for laughs and giggles. You have those moments of clarity. You know, how many times you've been kicking at one of your homeboys, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, without you guys seeing nothing in the room, y'all share a thought. You know what this brother's going to say before he even say it. You have a meeting of the mind. They'll say that's coincidence. But, I mean, if you look it up under Webster's terminology, it kind of sounds like telepathy to me. How many times have you been looking for an object, could not find it? And then for some reason, something tells you to go back and backtrack. You know you done looked everywhere and you couldn't find it, but let's just backtrack. And you retrace your entire steps, only come to find that object was there all along, at least from your understanding. Because when you see it, it wasn't like a surprise or a shock. It's just that you knew, or you willed. You know, you see where I'm going with this? It's certain things that, you know, we kind of disregard. We don't acknowledge. And I think it's a very dangerous ground. Very dangerous ground if we don't acknowledge certain things. Especially when it comes to our well-being. You know, this is a poster that was actually posted in Hollywood. And for simplicity and for safety mechanism, I'm not going to give you the name of the website. Not just yet. I'm just going to tell you, just go to where they do that at radio, and I will give you all the business from there. I'll take responsibility, yo. You know, if D-Bo going to tell me to shut the fuck up, I'll be quiet. But when he leaves, I'll be talking to him. You know what I'm saying? But check this out. This particular poster was done back in the 90s. The 90s, y'all. 90s. Actually, a little further than that. This post was actually done in the 1980s. What I told you, the best way to tell a lie is to tell the truth in such a way you won't believe it. No one believed that we would dwell towards a point where, you know, certain things, certain signs would come before our eyes and we would recognize them. But we've been numb. Society has numbed us to things that normally would shock the conscious. We're no longer numb by. And this particular post is like, we got her scared. We got her so scared that she'll vote for Hitler. And underneath that, it says, remember, Saddam, you're talking about Saddam Hussein. Now, check this out. This is what was posted now in the 80s. 1980. Listen to what I'm going to read to you now. This is no bullshit. It reads, we got her so scared she would even vote for Hitler. And underneath it, it says, remember, Saddam Hussein committed 9/11. Bush caught Saddam Hussein. Bush made America safe. That was the campaign. That was the slogan. I can't release exactly where I got this from, but what I can say is that you need to read the writing on the wall. Order out of chaos is the ticket. Best way to bring out order is to create a whole bunch of chaos. Everybody's scared to look up at the sky, go to their mailbox. You know what I'm saying? They're scared somebody's going to shoot them at the gas station. Have everybody afraid so we can take all the guns and then we can tell them that, you know, we're the real boogeyman. We're the ones you should be fearing. And, you know, nigga, if you want to eat, you need to go take this mark or get a chip. He's like, wait a minute, what do you mean? You know, they can't do that. Well, they're already doing it. You're just not paying attention. You know, there's an article just posted in a Japan magazine, a newspaper, that a bunch of school kids just was tagged with RFID chips for identification purposes. Think about that for a second. And then also ask yourself, well, why is it every time I go to the hospital, they take 3 vials of blood, and they give me the test back on 2? What you doing with that 3rd vial? Next time you go to the hospital, ask them about that. See what kind of answer you get before they kick your ass out of there. Real talk, I'm just trying to take you somewhere. Because I'm trying to show you something. The spell of Leviathan only works if you are subject to its spell. But if you pay attention, things become obvious. Very obvious. And with that, I'm going to let you definitely let them know what the business is. So.
All right. First of all, I want to just say peace to everybody on the site, everybody tuning in on the satellite feed, you know, all family out there. Now, let's go in. I'm going to deal with the last piece first.
Okay.
Remember, in one of our talks last month. In fact, it was on the anniversary of 9/11. And I shared briefly that fear is their number one weapon of mass destruction. Who is they? The Luciferians. See, let me share briefly with you real quick. I listen to a lot of different media outlets during the day. And they were talking about I keep sharing with you, with the family. I'm going to say it like that, with the family. I keep sharing with the family. And with those who may not be family who listening in. I know you're listening. But the thing is that they were talking about Mitt Romney today. and that he had a gun range, that he owned a gun range. There's a patronage of a gun range that had, the name of the gun range is Nigger Heads. So what does that mean? That means that when they look at that bullseye, they see buckwheat.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So I keep sharing with you niggas who your true enemy is. You need to know who your true enemy is. It's not the nigga on the other side of the microphone. You see, when I be speaking some shit, I be really saying some shit. Now this motherfucker is running for president.
That's right.
For corporation. So you need to think about that. Alright, now he goes to a gun range called Nigger Heads. I've already shared with you the true meaning of the word nigger. It means king. Niggas Negas is the title of the Ethiopian kings. Niggas Negas is the title of the Emperor Haile Selassie I, who is now 120 years old, who is now Abba Kadus. When we look at this thing, we have to say, well, now who is Mitch Romney? Where is he from? He is from the first seed of Canaan. I keep taking you to the book. These are not my words, people. I keep taking you to the book.
So if you need
Canaan have been fighting Judah since the beginning of their existence, or their man-made existence. They are, you got created man and man, and man-made are. You see, so when you look at it, you have to go back to when the Canaanites are fighting the tribe of Yehuda, who is the tribe of who? Benjamin and the tribe of Judah, or Yehudi. Now, that's what, I explained this a few segments back, maybe like 2 months ago, and say that the movie Star Wars is talking about this very thing, this war, this spiritual war that's taking place in the stars. There's Star Wars. It's wars near the stars. And the stars are illuminated there in what is called outer space in today's time, but grandmama and them just called it the heavens. So you need to pay attention, because when you played a clip last night, and then I'm gonna come back. But you played a clip last night. My mind moves like this when I hear certain things. Played a clip last night, and the guy was talking about the borders being cut off, and why are the borders not being secured, and in other words, why the fuck are y'all letting all these goddamn wetbacks come in here, Mexicans, who are our children? These are our children, and we gave them that land down there from Mexico on down to the Yucatan Peninsula. We are the Moors. This is our land. This is our forefathers' land. The Queen of Sheba would come over here to this land, who is from Ethiopia. You see me? Don't take my word for it. Do your research. They don't tell you this. She come over here. This was Atlan or Atlantis. And this was the second vacation spot. Woodland. This was the vacation spot here for the kings to come. And many of the scrolls and scriptures that are to be uncovered are in the Grand Canyons. Now, that being said, why are the borders being released? Because you got Benjamin
and Judah, who teamed up together. Benjamin is the baby boy, but in Star Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi is Ben Kenobi. He is Benjamin. And Luke Skywalker, he is the Skywalker. Yeah, one who walks on water, he walks on the sky.
That's right.
Pay attention. Pay attention. And Yoda is the yogi. He is the master teacher. He is the little green one. Why is he green? Because his aura, his spirit is pure. His thoughts are pure, so his auric field is green. So you have Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke Skywalker, who team up, and who are they fighting against? They are fighting against the 10 other tribes of Israel, which come from the word Osiris. This is where your word Israel comes from. It comes from Osiris. So, and he is the seer. He is the omnipotent. So now, when we look at this thing, you see that the flow sectioned up into 10 segments, which represent the 10 tribes of Israel, who is going to fight against Judah and Benjamin. And this fight has been going on and on and on. This is what the Matrix is about, people.
That's right.
Tank is the one with his head wrapped up, the way we wrap our head up. You see?
Right.
So,
I tried my best.
But Morpheus the more. Morpheus the more.
Just playing
like you. Just put that down. Jay, could you put that down, please?
Okay.
It's disturbing my thought process. Jay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Give thanks, man. Now, Morpheus has a meeting, and he calls all of Zion together, just like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan called the Million Man March and called all of Zion together. I want you to follow me very clearly and hear me and know that this shit is being played out before your very eyes. You're living in revelations now. This is the time of fulfillment, and you are in a thunderstorm. Energy is coming down to the planet. I keep saying it. Energy is coming down to the planet. So Morpheus goes, and now on October 15th of this year, for those who may not know, the Reverend Al Sharpton is hosting a march in D.C. on October 15th. The Million Man March was October 16th, 1995. I was there. I have to share that information with you in some type of format in the near future. But now the Reverend Al Sharpton is going up, and they're petitioning for jobs. Right now, you have Wall Street and the unions up in New York striking, and as a result of them striking, and you're not seeing this on the news. I don't know, because I don't have access to a TV. So I don't know. I listen to different media outlets, and I'm just, you know, presenting this to the family. Right now, they're striking, and you're not seeing this, so I guess the last pause was right. After all, the revolution won't be televised. You see? Normally when shit goes shaky on Wall Street, it upsets the economic balance worldwide. You ain't heard shit about this shit, maybe, until tonight. So think about that.
Exactly. There's certain things. They ain't letting the whole cat out of the bag. I can take you know that. That's what I was talking about perception.
Now, this is what I'm saying. Perception. So when we look at it, the perception is, I'm going to just say it. I'm gonna say it like this. There's a few people out there on radio and other radio outlets who say, how can Mitch Romney put this out? How can they go to a? How can they support a place like this? How can they entertain in a place like this? They can entertain. What am I referring to now? I'm referring to the gun range that Mitch Romney either owns or is a patronage of, or patron of, and the name of it is called Niggerhead, meaning we're going to take some niggers' heads. Now, he's running for president, and you around here shouting insults at each other over a microphone instead of doing like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan told you at the hip-hop summit hosted by Russell Simmons, and take the news and give a news report, because you are the news reporters. See?
That's right.
But I say things, I'm not just saying things to be saying them. I've never had no intention of being on a media outlet like this at all. I was asked, I'm going to do what the universal spirit have asked me to do. I'm not perfect, and I'm not, you know, the savior of the world. I'm just your brother sharing some information with you. Stop shouting insults at each other. This is the time of unity. How can he go to a gun range and they just change the name? After a lot of scrutiny, he says, well, according to this media outlet, I have not been there in a long time. Motherfucker, they don't like your ass. That's heaven. I keep telling you, motherfuckers.
That's real. You know what? I'm going to tell you something.
The motherfuckers acting like, oh, my God, they don't like us. They just drug your brother. They just executed one of the motherfuckers who drug our brother. In Texas, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad went down into Texas and went face to face with the Klan and for dragging James Byrd. And they just executed him, and they executed our brother. They listened, Troy Anthony Davis. And you motherfuckers shouting insults at each other, man. Shame on you niggas, man. Trigger pulling, back scratching, butt beating, bowing down, kissing ass, and acting like the Luciferians. Talking about we changing hip hop. No, fuck you ain't. You niggas are sane. Because it's affecting your spirit and you don't perceive it. We talking about perception. I've been talking about perception. And I'm mad. I'm not a Tupac, nigga. I'm mad at you niggas, man. They drug him down the street, chained to a fucking truck, and just passed him off, man. The fuck is wrong with you niggas, man? Talking that dumb shit. Get your fucking minds right, boy. And the audacity of niggas to say, how can they do this? Motherfucker, I'm going back to the book one more time. Find out what cocaine is. Look around and look up King James Study Bible and go to Genesis 9, where Cain and the cursed seed is born or made or created through the big head scientist called Yahoo. You niggas have forgotten your scriptures. You have forgotten your books. And why? Because you're tuned in to the technology. You're tuned in to the technology, and now a spirit is being pushed into you, and you do not even perceive it.
Okay.
You don't perceive it. See, now we're gonna see what you was talking about was the ending of where we left off last night with 1 Peter 1:13 okay. through 16, and when we got to 16, we found out that Elias, all of these talks are gonna be made available to you. Excuse me, via where they do that at radio under. The Master Blaster jamming himself so that you can take these things and study. I don't know all things, but yet we do know all things. all things are known. We have it in our brains. We were born with it. All things past, present, and future, we know these things. Now, Elias, in our talk last night as we was going through one of those scriptures talking about healing and that the faith is actually what heals, which means Jesus, I'm just going to use the term that you can understand, Jesus did not heal anyone. They healed themselves. Why? Because they had the faith of a mustard seed. That is what Peter is telling you in the scripture. This is why I bring this to you, because we are in a circumstance where we are dying and they are killing us on all different forms, all different levels. So what I'm saying to you is we are living in a crucial time, and it can erupt at any time, and your microphone won't save you. Your microphone won't save you, but your unity will. Why? Yeah. Because the nigga across from the mic, you don't know who he know. He got people stockpiling water, ammunition, guns, food, medical supplies. Get your minds right, man, and focus in on what you need to be focusing in on. It's not children's time tonight or tomorrow night. Change some shit, man. Now, at the end, Elias, this is the prophet who says what? The prayers of the righteous, the prayer of a righteous man availeth him much. Which means what? We have to treat each other different in order to become righteous.
That's right.
We have to speak about one another differently. Pop told you niggas in Machiavelli, but you didn't listen. That's why J-Dawg Spirit say, let me play that. You asked to play some certain music. Let me play the revolutionary pop so these niggas can see this nigga. He said, but in the music, you missed it. I keep telling you we need to pray with one another. We need to pray for one another. And when we pray for one another, we can heal one another. This is the power of mind. This is the power of beyond the five senses. I'm going to take you somewhere now. Now we're going to fly. Now we're going into the higher realm. We're going into the deeper sublet. Parts of the mind, the power of the brain, the power of faith, the power of so is a man thinking, so is he. Many people may have misunderstood me last night when I said, I see myself as a prophet. Does not mean that that's what I was intended to be, but that's what I see in the book based on my upbringing, being up underneath grandmama and them going to vacation Bible study, and I've gone through many of the schools of religion. I traveled through them all.
That's right.
In one shape or form or another. I'd rather see myself as a prophet than to walk into a church and have somebody who I'm giving money to tell me I ain't shit but a goddamn hopeless sinner. Fuck that nigga, the thought process. I'm killing you motherfucking niggas with that bullshit cliches. We are not hopeless sinners. We are gods. We are gods. We are gods. We are niggas. And niggas mean kings. We are those things. We are not hopeless sinners. If they go and start telling you you're a hopeless sinner, back that ass up and come fuck with me. Back that ass up and get up out of there, man.
Okay.
We need donations here at Dublin, where they do that at radio, man. You don't get this shit nowhere else, man. Take it all, West Man of Fence. We the rawest motherfuckers in radio, boy. Bar none. Because we give it to your blood, motherfucking raw. And mean any words that come up out the speaker. Now, What I'm saying to you is, that's negative thought process. How can I'm gonna show you something now about perception. You perceive that I told you there was 5013 C's last night.
That's right.
There are 5013 C's, which means that on contract they have signed away their rights. That's what fear does to you. Fear allows you to say, let me enter into a contract with you over here, and now so that I can get this tax break. When you got the tax break anyway, when you learn what money is and when you learn how to communicate with the IRS, they speak a certain language. You have to know that language that they're speaking. It's a different game. See? You can't just talk the same way with everybody. Why? Because they don't understand. The IRS don't understand I can't pay my shit.
That's right.
So you have to know what money is and how to use certain instruments so that
you
can get those things paid and be in honor and not be a debtor. This is what I was speaking to you. This is more science that I'm dropping on you right now, bud. This is science right now.
Okay.
So what we're talking about is knowing where we come from. Where we come from,
okay,
all of a sudden, boom, here's somebody else on the planet after we've been
okay
here.
All right.
Seven. In harmony with nature, technology
that's
takes
right
you away from nature. Let me share this with you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Let's go back to the Matrix. In
okay
order for Neo to receive the type of information that Tate was receiving,
that's
I'll take
right
my word for it. Go back and look at the goddamn movie again, man.
Okay.
Watch
oh,
it and just be in the fucking tamed. This is edutainment.
Okay.
I told you I was taking you back to the book it down last week.
Okay.
So now, Neo, we're in Neo. Neo, in order for Neo to see what Tank could see, Tank, if I'm not mistaken, had brains in his head. Energy
okay
does not flow in a straight line. Caucasians do not braid their hair normally. Only a small
right
section of them do, which means what?
Yeah.
They're not receiving the same as you when you corn roll your hair, when you rock your hair, or just having non-ether hair, which means curly
yeah
hair. The electricity,
yeah,
the melanin in your skin, the melanin that is secreted from your brain that gives us our beautiful hues and also protects us from the UV rays, they do not have that. Their third eye is calcified, and when your third eye is calcified, you are said to be a devil or a demon. Now, that's not me talking. This is science, goddamn. Black man, white woman, black baby. White woman, black man, black baby. All of you are Terminator. Mind you, I didn't know a brother assisted this sister. This sister wrote this shit all throughout the movie. Connor,
right,
O'Connor has on a Public Enemy t-shirt that says, fear
uh-huh
of the black man. Now, you adhere to their fear. You adhere to their fear tactics, which got you
that's
scared
right
shitless. Why the fuck is the elephant scared of the motherfucking mouse?
Okay.
Well, he needs to pick his trunk up. That's one reason. I understand that. So you be
uh-huh
conscious of that. But then you do a goddamn rain dance like the lights did, as we learned last night in 1 Peter 1, and you stomp the fuck out of that motherfucker. You stomp his ass underneath the earth. It's in it 6 feet deep. Now, what I'm telling you is, in order for Neo to connect into the Matrix, to see all of that is just given to you, your locks, your beautiful dreadlocks, and your afros, and your afro puffs, and your cornrows, and your braids, and your plaits, see, you receive energy just like information from the heavens, just like a satellite dish. Remember, the predator had dreadlocks.
There you go.
The predator had dreadlocks in his head. Why the fuck you think down there in the South they want to cut a nigga hair?
That's right.
They see you as Jesus as being a Nazarene. When you go to Numbers 6, it says, this is the Nazarite vow, and he shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow, and he shall be holy. Pull your locks so you can receive this information now. Don't cut your locks. Don't cut them. Those are your antennas. It gives you power, like Samson.
There you go.
Don't cut them. All the prophets wore locks. They disappeared. Why? Now, in order for Neo to do it, who is new, he is the new man on the earth.
That's right.
He's talking to Zion, asking questions. Why? He asks his tank, why do I have to, why don't you have a hole in the back of your head like I do? And
that's
the
right.
Tank said, because we are the children of Zion.
That's right. We was born pure.
We were born pure. You little niggas gonna make me jump through the goddamn speaker, man. And take the microphone out your hand. Because you're talking stupid. You're talking stupid. You are talking stupid. Foolish. And idiotic before the end of your fucking world. God, the angels, the four holy creatures, and all the prophets and prophetesses on the throne, holding holy, holy, holy all day long. You niggas need to stop. Stop. I got a hole in my head. I got to plug into a machine to see it. You get it naturally. You got it naturally. You walk with rhythm. You talk with rhythm. But you perceive that you are less than who you gave birth to or created.
Okay.
I'm not Tupac. I'm West Manifest. And I'm fucking mad at you. He had to plug into a machine to be able to see. Then a Moor had to teach him, just like a Moor. There's a Moor sitting behind. It's Prince Whipple sitting behind. Let me give thanks to all the Moors, Islam, to all the Moors out there. Peace up to the nation of gods and earths. To my Muslims and my brother Muslims out there. Assalamu alaikum. To all my African Hebrews and Hebrews all over the world, Shalom Aleichem. To all my Christian brethren and my Pan-Africanists and all of my grassroots people out there, Hotep, let's free the land. Let's free our minds so that we can free the land. Now we're going to continue to free the mind.
That's right.
Neo had to be taught by a Moor named Morpheus, who I happen to see in New Orleans, on Frenchman Street, down in the quarters, coming out the reggae spot where I chant and play the drums and the five set to the djembe. And we go down there. I think it was every Wednesday night. I saw him one night down there. And he was just sitting. He was like, hey, man, Lawrence Fishburne sitting outside there. Sitting and taking a drink where Wynton Marcellus' daddy come in and play. One of Wynton Marcellus' students works with me from New Orleans. We here, boy. We everywhere. Not New Orleans, all over the place, man. Omnipresent. Take notice, because that's where it started. Learn about historical ideas out in the West Bank in New Orleans. Learn who the Washita Moors is. Out of New Orleans. This is where, that's the Nile of the little Nile of the West. But then there's a little Nile that come from Orlando, Florida, up the Jacksonville, Florida, and goes out through Mayport, where Bob Marley's Superstore is. When you go in, when you go into you, those of you who got Bob Marley CDs, go in there and look where you're going to buy your shit from. You're going to get it from Mayport, Florida, which is Jacksonville Beach. It's not Jacksonville Beach, but it's Jacksonville, Neptune, and all those beaches are out there. Atlantic Beach and all those beaches are sectioned off out there. Now, the point is, all those rivers flow from the south to the north like the Nile. But now, it's going to be interesting to see what happens as the poles change. Maybe that reverses over a period of months or a period of years. That may reverse. But the those rivers are powerful, and the people who are on those rivers, who live on those rivers, it's pyramids on those rivers. It's pyramids all up. The Timucua Indians, 12,000 years before they even come over here, were already there.
Let me ask you a quick question. What do you think would happen if, let's say, for instance, what if the words are flowing in the opposite direction? What would that indicate? Because I'm gonna share something with you on that whole note, what you just said. Because man, that's some deep. This is gonna be deep right here. From your perspective, if those rivers were to reverse, what would that represent?
It changes. It represents a new day. See, the Earth has gone through all of these cataclysmic changes, these sun cycles, for years. Those are still the same pyramids that the prophet Abraham saw. They still there intact. They're over 10,000 years old. They only want to tell you five, but they go way back. And then there's many more pyramids underneath the earth. This is why they created the Aswan Dam and flooded the valley, a portion of the Valley of the Kings, to keep you from getting the information. They don't want you to get it. But it's coming down to you now because you're in a rainstorm. This is revelations, and revelations say what? In the end, there's a time coming. I'm paraphrasing. There's a time coming when the elderly would go out into the streets and prophesy. The energy is coming. This is raining down on us, man. And you still acting foolish, like monkeys in a cage. Free yourselves. Free yourselves, man. So now there's also a scripture that says that the sun will rise in the west. Could that be a representation of the poles changing in this day and time? And the frequency?
All right.
And now spinning in a different direction?
Okay.
It very well could be. It very well could be. I don't have all the answers, but I guarantee you this. If we take the time to do as the prophet Elias did.
That's right.
Who, because of his prayer and his meditation, he caused it to stop raining for 3.5 years, according to 1 Peter 1, verse 16, I believe, as we read last night. This is the power of mind. Now let's go into this other side, because we're talking about mind, so we talked about Neo getting plugged into a computer. See,
there you go.
Rakim was talking to you about solar and dropping knowledge in the God language, and niggas from my generation popping on. You dig? We was popping on that shit. I'm going off for one brief second. Niggas on there some more. All we do is this. Nigga, do you know who Big Daddy Kane is? Scoop Love and Scrap Love, nigga. This is hip hop passion, nigga. Having fun, nigga. Put your guns down. Unless you're going to point them at the ones who go to ranges and put your face on the goddamn bullseye. You better hear what I'm saying. You better hear what I'm saying. You better know who your enemy is. I don't fear death because energy cannot be created nor destroyed. I can't be killed. They can't kill me. I will go up and come back and be born through the legs of another brown woman. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed. Inside this, we are electrical. We are electrical. Stop fearing. Stop fearing. They fear you. So stop fearing them. They scared you. And you scared of them. And you don't lose them before. That's what the Planet of the Apes was about. Guess who was the monkeys?
Okay.
But guess what? The monkeys is the root of David. We are the root of David, as Tank talks about in The Matrix. Now, let's go to the five senses. The five senses, eyes, nose, ears, taste buds, touch, and I may be missing
hearing.
One. Hearing.
Hearing.
Hearing. So let those who have an ear, let them hear. Those who have an ear, those who have an ear, let them hear. Let them hear. Those who have an ear, let them hear. Hear. And then do. All right? Now, in order to climb up into that realm, there's ways that we can do it. Climbing up into that realm, climbing up beyond that realm. That realm is 3D. The five centers are the 3D realm. There are other dimensions, higher dimensions than this physical existence. I'll say physical and spiritual, or material and spiritual realm that we live in, because it's both. This is duality. This is yin and yang dominion here. You see, there's light and there's dark. You know, there's white and there's black. There's right and there's wrong. Okay? There's an existence above that that is just pure existence. It's just pure existence. See, the autobiography of the yogi. Write that down. And start researching it, because when you research that book, then you'll start finding out some different things about what do I put inside my temple. So the fuel that I need to use in order to climb into the highest of heights.
Right.
This is what Steel Pulse is talking about. This is what they're talking about when they speak about the highest of heights. And they speak about laughter. Nightmares. No, I'm a sweet dreamer. You see, so as we look at this thing, the disciples, we were talking about healing. All of this is the universe doing this. You know, I don't have anything prepared or written, and I just listen to what Jay Dog is asking and speaking on what his spirit is elaborating on, and he asks a question, and I ask the Holy Spirit to give an answer that is true. And so now, excuse me, we go in. All right, the five senses. There's a movie that came out. I didn't get to see the movie. Maybe I'll get to see it. I'm always trodden, just like one of the poor prophets. And you know you know, no matter what they do, you know, the existence is just is what it is, man. You know, I'm up today and tomorrow I'm taking loss, man. It's the way. You know, but the thing is that. Here's a little girl who I remember from looking at the thing. She could set fires with her mind.